Well, you know, Barb, our first message in this series, we talked about hanging out with the wrong crowd, and that always gets you in trouble. Today, we want to talk about honoring God's temple, but I would like for you to just review some of those things that came out of the book of Proverbs.
Well, in the last hour, we were talking about people that you should not be associating with, and we talked about wicked people who have agendas to do harm, and we got that, and most of these were from the Proverbs, if you would like to go back and review. Proverbs is so full of wonderful, wise Proverbs, sayings that will help you in your life and also help you make godly decisions. Also, we should not associate with lazy people or slothful, as Proverbs calls them, liars, those who speak falsehoods. We should not be associated with proud and arrogant people, because we know that Proverbs 16:18 says pride goes before destruction. We also don't want you to be associating with gluttons, those who are heavy drinkers of wine and only think of eating all day long. Don't associate with them. Don't have anything to do with them. And I'm not saying not to go out and eat with people, but there are certain people who their whole obsession and focus is on eating what they put in their stomach.
Well, their whole life is happy hour. No.
Well, that's absolutely true, Darren. That's right. And also not to associate with gluttons. And then also Proverbs 12:11 warns us to stay away from people who pursue vain things and waste time with vain speculations. And you can also find that in 1 Timothy 1. Don't spend your time with those people who don't have a track record. Don't. And whose plans are to cheat others or get things for nothing. I know some people, they spend their whole life, Darren, planning on how to get something for nothing. We should not have anything to do with them.
Well, their whole life's one big garage sale, right? They want to negotiate everything.
That's true.
You know, Barb, I have to stop here and say this. In all candor and all fairness, I have served on church boards in the past and have been quite involved in church work and so on, but I have seen some really ugly situations in the church.
Yes.
People that just, you know, they wanted their way, and I'm telling you, they worked all kinds of political schemes and everything to get somebody else elected and somebody off the board and on and on. And I tell you, this is not just out in the world. We have to be careful sometimes of the friends that we have within the body, mm-hmm. and sometimes they pull us down because they are gluttons and they are gossips and they are some of these, you know, weasels.
Well, people that want you to get into a real good idea that they have,
exactly.
And a good investment, and the whole church goes down the tubes then because of one thing like this.
You know, I flew into Sacramento one time to do a singles seminar, and matter of fact, we did it up at the beautiful lake up in the mountains there. What is that lake?
It's Sacramento?
Just a gorgeous, yeah, well, it's up in the mountains. Anyway, long story short, there was a major charismatic church there that just had gone bankrupt. Mm. Now, you say, how come that could happen? Why would God allow that to happen? I don't think God wanted that to happen, but I suspect that some of these things we're talking about here, people got into strife, and then in the New Testament it says, where there is strife, there is every evil thing.
That's right.
We open the door to the devil, and he marches right in there with a lot of first cousins to anger and fear and bitterness and strife. I mean, it just goes down the tube. So we have to be real careful who we associate with. And parents, I want to say this directly to you. You need to be real careful who you hang out with, because your children are watching.
That's right. And or who you allow your children to hang out
exactly,
with also.
Exactly. Yes. And that doesn't mean you have to be super critical or whatever, but you need to evaluate some of these relationships. And sometimes there are people that we be better left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tough message, but it really is true.
It is. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way which seems right to a man, but the end of it is death. And also Proverbs 24:1 says, do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them. And so as you see that through this teaching that we're trying to tell you, there are certain segments of people that you don't associate with. And Darren, as you were saying, even in the church, you've got to be watchful about certain segments of people
in
the church.
I can give you an example. I was part of a church, and we were building a brand new church. And 2 days before the grand opening, or the big hurrah when we were going to move into this new facility, the painters painted the sanctuary. Some of the major, I'll say major influential women in the church, oh, they went up the wall. We cannot have that color. Do you know they came in overnight and painted it to please these ladies? And here we are, we're all upset about the color of the carpet, the color of the walls. And there were some people willing to just take their swords and go to it. And you want to say, now, wait just a minute. This is God's sanctuary here. What are we doing, really? Mm-hmm. And I want to say this. Did they really enjoy that grand opening of the church? Did they enjoy it more because they had their way? And sometimes
some did, but they're so selfish.
Yeah, right. But we have to stop and look at that and say, what are we really doing here? And you have a saying as something about arguments or some things that you
say.
Well,
I choose my battles.
Choose your battles,
yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we get involved in things and then we look back and say, you know, I really made a fool of myself there. I should have backed off and let them have their way, because was it really worth arguing about? Was it really worth all that emotional damage that I endured because of this?
Well, and we've got to look at the consequences of associating with these people.
Exactly.
And in this second hour here, we're talking about honoring God's temple. And you are the keeper of God's temple. Your body is a temple of Holy Spirit. And so you have to be aware, a major aware, of what you are doing during a day. And so many times, Darren, and especially with women, they say, you know, for instance, I can't lose weight, or my life is just chaos. And so I ask them to send me 4 days, 4 or 5 days of their activities and also their eating habits, everything they put in their mouth. Well, I've got a couple of them to do that. But the others have shrunk back and not participated, have not chosen to participate, because they realize that they are putting junk into their bodies.
What about the one lady that was so honest with you? She said, I get up and have chocolate cake at 4 a.m.
Do you know she quit that and she's losing weight?
She did.
Yes.
Bless her heart.
Isn't
I am
that marvelous?
Proud of her.
So in this second hour, we're going to talk about honoring God's temple. Now, we're going to go into the New Testament for this. And in 1 Corinthians 5, 9 through 13, it says, and this is part of what you were talking about, Darren, do not associate with immoral people. This is within the church, friends. Do not associate with immoral people, with any so-called brother, if he should be an immoral person, covetous, an idolater, or of a reviler. And reviler means he starts arguments. He causes strife. And you know those kind of people. All of us know those kind of people. You just begin to talk to them and they're so negative, you just walk away. And that's what I do. I have gotten to the point in my life, is too precious with God, with the Lord, that I'm not going to spend any time with these people. And you don't associate then with a covetous person, an immoral person, an idolater, a reviler. Do you know, going back to immoral person, a person that talks about the opposite sex all the time, you know that something is really wrong. Or when you're talking with them or walking along the sidewalk with them and they're jerking their head around to see every person walking down the street, you know you do not want to associate with that person. The reviler who starts arguments and causes strife, or a drunkard, one, don't even eat with such a one, says Paul. And it says, remove the wicked one from among yourselves if you are in a church and this person is in that church.
Okay, you know why that's so hard to do? We have a fear of rejection and a fear of getting labeled. And sometimes these problem people have a hold on us, in a sense, and they are socially active within the church or within your frame of reference or whatever. And you know that if you drop them as a friend, okay, there's going to be some rejection, there's going to be a backlash. And you know, many times we hang in there with wrong friendships and associations because of that fear of being rejected ourselves.
Do you know something you did at the beginning of your church life when you went to college? You had a friend who only drug you down, and you didn't realize that till God took that friend out of your life, that friend, quote friend, out of your life. And you talk about all the good times you had, but this friend was evil for you.
Turned out it was a bad apple.
He really was, and he had a bad influence on your spirituality. And you didn't begin growing in the Lord until this friend was gone from you.
Exactly right.
And
you are exactly right.
Well, and I want to talk to you who are listening. Well,
let me think about some of your friends, Barbara. I can't think of anyone.
I don't have any.
If I think of one, I'll bring it up.
Well,
no, but I spent a lot of time with this guy, and we enjoyed things together.
You enjoyed sheep shots. You did. You did ornery, mischievous things with him.
Well, and to each other.
Yes.
But, you know, God eventually took him completely out of my life. I haven't heard from him for years, and that's okay.